Saudi Arabia has condemned the passage of a U.S. law that would allow families of the 9/11 attacks victims to sue the kingdom. Riyadh also warned of, quote, disastrous consequences of the law. It said the erosion of sovereign immunity would have a negative impact on all nations, including the U.S. The United Nations Human Rights Council has once again failed to launch an international inquiry into Saudi Arabia's rights violations in Yemen. Instead, a resolution adopted by council members on Thursday calls for greater UN monitoring of rights abuses in the war-torn country. The Turkish president says his government is determined to eradicate the, quote, corridor of terror on its border with Syria. Addressing a group of provincial officials at the presidential palace in Ankara, Recep Tayyip Erdogan said clearing Daesh terrorists and Syrian Kurdish fighters from the area would secure Turkish cities. Iraqi Premier Haider al-Abadi has met with the president of Iraq's Kurdistan region to discuss the upcoming operation to liberate the city of Mosul. According to a government statement, Abadi warned Masoud Barzani not to exploit the battle against Daesh to expand territory. Iran says Israel's covert nuclear weapons program is a serious threat to regional and global peace and security. Iran's envoy to the IAEA, Reza Najafi, made the remark at the agency's general conference in Vienna. Najafi also condemned the technical nuclear support certain powers are providing to Israel. And the Pentagon chief says Washington has an ironclad alliance with the Philippines. According to Ashton Carter, the U.S. is supporting the modernization of the Philippine armed forces. The comments came after Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte vowed to end joint military exercises with the U.S.